Hello, Internet. Sassy Brunette is back. I want to start this off by apologizing for my small hiatus. I had an episode recorded like a week or two ago about these fancy light bulbs that I bought and the adventure therein. And then the light bulbs didn't work because I don't have the proper equipment at home. So I had to trash that episode, but I will be posting it as soon as I do get them set up. So I haven't totally neglected you guys. I just, you know, kind of fell off the map there. It is currently Saturday, the Saturday after Thanksgiving, and it's 9:13 in the morning, so unfortunately you all have to deal with my crazy morning voice, which kind of sounds like I'm an 80-year-old lady who's been smoking cigarettes and drinking all day at the casino. So, I apologize for that as well. But now I'm done apologizing. I'm here to discuss some things. So, since Thanksgiving was the other day, I'm just going to start with a quick list of things that I am thankful for. So, my Thanksgiving was really good. It was small. Like, it was just, you know, my family. Not very many of us. So, but we made a nice dinner and we, I don't know, watched Valley of the Dolls, which was weird. It's a weird movie. I don't recommend it. Okay. So the things I'm thankful for my mom because she's the best. and I'm thankful for my friends because they are the best. So, you know, those are the obvious choices. And then I'm thankful for the really, really important stuff, which is the internet, without which I would not be able to do this podcast or spread my ridiculous opinions to the world, or find out things that I never knew about things. Like, the other day I read, like, 10 Wikipedia articles about the Rockefellers, so that was kind of cool. I also like the internet because it brings me TV when I don't have a TV. I have a TV now, but I didn't a few days ago. So, I like the internet for bringing me my TV. I also like the internet for being my longest lasting relationship. It is the best boyfriend I've ever had because it always is always there for me. This is really weird. This is weird. Okay. I'm also thankful for margaritas. Because why wouldn't I be? I mean, come on. There's no reason not to be. Come on. Seriously. And then I'm also thankful for the internet again. So, those are the things that I'm thankful for. I hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving. And tell me about it. I don't know. Leave a comment somewhere. I post these podcasts, like, in several different places. I have a website, sassybrunette.com, if you didn't know. And it was going to start off as a blog, but really it's become more of a place where I post these podcasts. So I don't know if you're listening from there. You're likely listening from iTunes. So hi, iTunes listeners. You guys are great. Yeah. So I forgot what tangent I was going on there. I totally forgot. Whatever. Anyway, so Black Friday was yesterday. And as someone who works in retail, I was kind of dreading it. But actually, it was, I mean, you know, my ridiculous job notwithstanding, it was actually kind of calm. Before I went to work, I had to go get some stuff done, and I wanted to do some Black Friday shopping, and everywhere I went was, like, not busy at all. I was afraid I was going to get trampled, and I was not even close to being trampled. I was not even close. It was kind of a boring Black Friday. I'm looking for deals. I came home and I was like, well, maybe there's some deals that I missed. Like, I don't know what's going on. And there were no deals. Like, I went to all the websites. I went to the clothes websites. I went to the electronics websites. I was thinking, well, I need a new digital camera. I still use digital camera. I really like digital cameras. I don't think my phone is sufficient. It's not the same. I'm not a photographer. I just like taking party photos. I'm that girl. I'm the girl who documents the parties. So, but I like to do it with a real camera, and I don't like to use my cell phone for that, so whatever. So I was looking kind of in the market for a new digital camera. There were no real good deals. There weren't deals on anything. So, I don't know. I'm still looking. I think it's because online, it's like Cyber Monday is the big day for the deals. I don't know. I was hoping Sephora would have deals. Sephora, you guys probably don't know this, or if you know me in real life, you do know this. I am obsessed with Sephora. I love makeup. I am like a secret drag queen. I love makeup. I've spent so much money at Sephora this year. It's absurd the amount of money I've spent at Sephora. So I was really hoping that they would have like a big Black Friday thing. And then I go to their website and there is literally nothing. There's nothing. They don't have a single discount. And I'm just like, Sephora, I don't know. I guess Sephora is like one of those luxury places they don't need to discount. You know, people are gonna buy from them anyway. Whatever. So I don't know. I'm gonna try again on Cyber Monday and see if I can come away with anything. Yesterday, the only thing I came away with was I ordered a coat. It was 50% off. I ordered a coat. You could probably hear it in my voice right now, but I feel like I'm coming down with like my yearly holiday cold, which if the weather ever dips below like 70 degrees, I get this cold. So right now it's been in the 60s. I know, very cold Miami weather. So I bought myself a cold. No, I didn't buy myself a cold. I bought myself a coat. And it's fur-lined. Faux fur-lined. Thank you, PETA. And I don't know. That's the only thing I bought on Black Friday. I'm kind of disappointed. I'll try again on Monday. I'll let you guys know what happens. Or I might not let you guys know what happens. You'll hear about it eventually. If not here, then on Twitter. Which, if you don't follow me on Twitter, that's where all the action happens. That's where the magic happens. So you can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/Celise, which is C-E-L-I-S-S-E, in case you don't know how to spell my name. So, alright. Yeah, that was my Black Friday section. I have, like, notes that I'm going by. I guess the next thing I want to talk about is the bad thing that happened last week. Something really bad happened to the city of Miami, but I guess it was just really the city of North Miami. The Kardashians got a key to the city of North Miami. I'm not okay with this. I know it was only two Kardashians, and the worst one was left out of the mix. It was Kim Kardashian and Kourtney Kardashian both received a key to the city of North Miami. If you don't know what a key to the city is, allow me to teach you something. Hold on. I have it all laid out here. I have to go into my iPad. Okay, so a key to the city. This is from Wikipedia. In some countries, such as the United States, an ornamental key, the key to the city, is presented to esteemed visitors, residents, or others whom the city wishes to honor. This practice is a variation on the freedom of the city tradition and has a similar symbolic meaning, evoking medieval walled cities, the gates of which would be guarded during the day and locked at night. The key symbolizes the freedom of the recipient to enter and leave the city at will as a trusted friend of city residents. So that's what a key to the city is. And every so often, the government officials of a city will pick somebody to give like this symbolic key to. And it's literally like a giant, you know, old timey key, you know, to esteemed visitors or residents. Since I've been paying attention to keys in the city, which I don't really pay that much attention to them, but since I have been paying attention to them, I've never seen an actual esteemed visitor receive one, or resident. Nobody good ever receives a key to the city of Miami, or Miami Beach, or North Miami. It's not gonna happen. So, I hate the Kardashians, okay? I don't get it. I used to watch, like, their show a long, 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 long time ago, like, when it first started and I didn't know who these people were. And it was kind of funny. You know, the little kids were funny, like, the little sisters or whatever, they were funny. And I felt an affinity with Khloé because she was sassy and also a brunette. Well, they're all brunettes, but she was the sassiest one of all. And I just thought they were kind of funny and whatever. But they're terrible. They're terrible, terrible people. They just, you know, as Tina Fey would put it, they were sent here to destroy our basketball players and our football players. They're just, I don't, the fact that Kim Kardashian is with Kanye West is so appropriate. It's I don't know how they don't eat each other from like the black hole of their egos. It's unfathomable. Unfathomable. I can't even speak right now is how annoyed I am with this. So, Kim and Kourtney, and I guess Khloé, spend a lot of time in Miami. In all of Miami. In Miami Beach. I guess North Miami now. They're all over the place. I don't know if they have their little stores here. Dash or whatever it's called. But they spend a lot of time here. And you always know where they are because they've got, like, the millions of paparazzi and the cameras and, you know, there's always, like, a trail of fangirls, like, just, you know, following them along. I mean, you know when they're around. So, and I just really can't stand them. I hate them. I hate that they're in the city. I hate that they stop whatever, like, whatever is going on anywhere nearby where they are. They just bring everything to a halt. I hate it. So, I was reading about them getting their key to the city, and I was wondering why they received a key to North Miami and not Miami Beach, because they certainly spend a lot more time in Miami Beach than they do anywhere else. And they filmed, I guess they filmed that Take Miami. I don't know. I thought the Take Miami show was Chloe and I don't know, whatever. That's filmed like in Miami Beach. So I figured they would have been ordered a key to the city of Miami as a whole, or specifically Miami Beach. North Miami seems kind of like, what are you guys doing over there? What's going on? So I'm going to read a little bit about the ceremony from the Daily Mail, which is a UK publication, so I think it's funny, but whatever. So it says here, the Indomitable Sisters were forced away from Miami Beach after residents protested, so ended up renting a bayfront North Miami mansion instead to film the latest season of Kim and Courtney Take Miami. This move and potential production revenues, not to mention tourist interest, is what earned the siblings their latest accessory. This is ridiculous. They were... I love that the Miami Beach residents protested. I love it. I love it. Because they understand. They understand what it's like to be around these idiots. I don't know. I'm so not a fan. So not a fan of these girls. So, I guess, you know, it says, so ended up renting a bayfront North Miami mansion. I think that's ridiculous because they're not even residents. They're just esteemed visitors, but there's nothing about them that's esteemed. They've accomplished nothing other than being reality TV goddesses. I don't get it. Like, they have contributed nothing to society. And I'm not, like, one of those crunchy granola people. And I'm not, like, one of those people that's, like, on her high horse about people that don't contribute. I mean, I like reality TV. I like pop culture. I'm a consumer. I'm not a very deep person. I have many layers of shallow. Okay. So I get it. But I don't understand these girls. I don't. It doesn't make any sense to me. So, this is pretty much, in all honesty, it offends me more than when Pitbull received a key to the city, which was in 2009. He was honored with a key to the city of Miami, and I'm going to read a little excerpt about that from ballerstatus.com. I have no idea what this website is, but, you know, the places Google takes me. And I feel like it's been put through Google Translate a few times. Anyway, the gist is, the Miami Commissioner Thomas Regalado presents Pitbull with the key during the morning ceremony. Pitbull not only lives in Miami, but he's been traveling the country and the world sharing a positive message of Miami, Regalado said. So we should honor not only the dignitaries that visit, but those individuals who make a positive impact on the city. There is no way that Pitbull makes a positive impact on this city. I'm sorry. I'm glad that he's a Miami native. Well, I'm actually not glad he's a Miami native. I'm actually embarrassed he's a Miami native. But, you know, it's good that somebody who is a native receives a key to the city, an actual resident, as opposed to these girls who just flit about and live wherever they live to film their reality show because they're being pushed out of wherever it is they actually live. All right. So I think it's good that they gave this key in 2009 to an actual resident and native. However, Pitbull, like, I don't understand. Like, between Pitbull and the Kardashians, I've lived in Miami my entire life. I've been here 28 years now, okay? And I've been sharing my opinions and contributing to society in many, many, many specific ways. Mostly in hair flips and in, hair flips. Lots of hair flips. But they're, like, gold medal hair flips, you know? So, I don't know why I haven't received a key to the city. I mean, they're doing something wrong. Or they're doing everything wrong. I'm not okay with this. In any case, so I think it's funny that they're saying that Pitbull you know, shares a positive image of Miami. And I'm just going to read you a little excerpt from one of his songs. And this is going to be explicit, so I apologize. I'll bleep out, like, the bad words. This is from a song called Miami Shit. I'm not kidding. I don't know when this song was written, but it's on one of his, one of his albums. One of his earlier albums. And here's a dramatic reading of two of the verses. So, it says, "Let's ride. I done reminisce on them days when they used to jack tourists every day in Dade. That's how JT Money got his name. Miami, all it equals is tons of cocaine. This is what we grew up and learned to do. These Cubans will teach you about a bird or two. Keep acting like these boys won't murder you. Down here, the sun ain't the only thing burning you." I wish you could see the face that I'm making, because it's confused. I look like a confused puppy right now. This does not spread a positive image of Miami. Now, I live, like I said, I've lived in Miami my whole life. I think this place is a hellhole. There's not very many positive things about it to begin with. However, singing about cocaine and how tourists get jacked in Liberty City and whatnot is not spreading a positive image of Miami. I feel personally responsible that Pitbull escaped Miami. I have to say that. He is a total mess. Alright? And I feel like he's everywhere. As a Miami native, I feel like we could have done more to keep him confined to our backyard house parties and not let him get out of the world, like, get out into the world. And he has. He used to be Mr. 305, and now he's, what, Mr. International or whatever? That's what he calls himself. I don't know. He's ridiculous. He's ridiculous in every way. I don't know how he escaped. And world, universe, I'll say universe. He's probably going to take over the universe. I'll just say universe. Universe, I'm sorry that we didn't keep him here where he belongs. We were prepared to deal with him. We can deal with Pitbull. We can do it. The rest of the world cannot. Which is evident by the fact that the rest of the world has let him take over. He's going to receive a key to the world. Is what's going to happen. It started as a key to Miami, and now it's going to be a key to the world. He's going to come and go from the world as he pleases. This is ridiculous. It's too much. He was supposed to be our secret shame and guilty pleasure, and now he's the world's. He's the world's. It's not fair. Okay, so that's my rant about Keys to the City, Miami. I'm going to give you a few days. It's your turn. You can step it up and give me a key to the city, which is well-deserved, or you can continue to give it to people like Kim Kardashian, which is not well-deserved. She's not even a resident. She's not even a native. With her bad makeup and her stupid boyfriend. I'm sorry. I hate Kanye West. I hate him. I'm gonna say it. I don't care. I hate him. Ugh. So, that's my Sassy Brunette episode for today. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you continue to listen. Leave your opinions. There are comments on sassybrunette.com. You can leave comments there. Or as many people have begun to do, you can just find me at work and yell at me about my opinions. That's okay. I'm okay with that. If you guys want to yell at me at work, whatever. That's cool. Let's do that. I love you guys. It's Thanksgiving. It's still Thanksgiving in my head. It's the holiday season. I love the holiday season. It's my favorite time of year. And I hope you guys are having a good one so far. I don't know. I forgot what I said I was going to write about earlier. Or post about. Or podcast about. Oh, my Hue lights. Yes. So as soon as I get those up and running, I'll let you guys know all about them. They're pretty fantastic. We'll talk about it later. Okay. So have a great end of Thanksgiving, I don't know, days after Thanksgiving, I guess. Do your Christmas shopping early. Don't get trampled. And have a good day. Okay, bye.